Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video, we are going to talk about life coaching. Okay, welcome back. So let's crack into this one, life coaching. We're going to talk about what life coaching is, how it all works, give you a little bit of a taste of what it can do for you and how it can potentially transform your life. So let's break into this. First of all, let me start by saying that I am a professional life coach. This is something that I like to do. Besides just studying a lot of personal development material, which is really, I'd say, my first passion, I also love to coach people on it. I love to share my ideas with people. And I like the approaches that life coaching offers, the tools, the techniques and the strategies that come with that discipline. I love to apply that to problems in people's lives because there is something unique about coaching that's different than just advice giving and just information and training and education, which are also very valuable, and I'm really passionate about those, but there's something about coaching that's a little bit different, a little bit unique. So let me talk about what coaching is. So basically coaching, if you've never heard of it before or done it, it goes like this. If you want to improve some aspect of your life, somewhere where you're having a challenge or you're struggling or you're just kind of stuck and you want to do better. And what you really need is you need a third-party objective perspective. And you want someone who will hold you accountable for taking some action, making some changes, and can help you see new insights into your problem and maybe share some expertise and give you some education and some strategies and some techniques to get you out of it, to deal with your own psychological issues. Then you might want to consider hiring a coach. So a coach will help you go from the kind of baseline normal level of quality that you have in your life to an amazing optimal level of quality. That's the intent. With some individuals, and this is really the difference between therapy and life coaching, is that with therapy, the therapist really focuses on people who are in a severely dysfunctional state. So people that are crippled by depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, manic depressive disorders, maybe they even have some kind of biological, medical conditions, physical conditions with their brain that they're working through. And maybe they need medication to fix that stuff. So these are more serious problems. And here what we're doing is we're taking someone from a dysfunctional level to just kind of a baseline normal life. Coaching is about taking someone from a functional level to a optimal level, like creating a kick-ass life. So that's what Actualize.org is about. You know, I love to see how we can squeeze that last drop of potential out of you. Just like thinking about squeezing a lemon. I like to get every last drop out of you. So that's what coaching is about. Practically, some of the logistics of coaching. Coaching is usually done once a week. It's done over the phone. I tend to find that few coaches coach in person. It's just not practical to do that. It's also unnecessary. It's not very convenient. Although in certain environments, like in corporate environments, a lot of times coaching will be done face-to-face. But usually coaching is done over the phone. It's usually done once a week, so one call per week, and I usually see coaches doing between 30 minutes per phone call to 50 minutes per phone call, so somewhere around there. And basically the way that it works is that you get on the phone, you tell your coach your problem or your challenge, and then the coach starts asking you questions to help you get to the bottom of it to create clarity for you, which then you can use and you can go off and you can do the things that you need to do to start addressing that problem. Or maybe it's just a mental shift that you have to do and that problem gets resolved right there over the phone. Sometimes it's even as simple as that. You can have big and profound breakthroughs and revelations while being coached. And this all depends on your problem, depends on your receptivity, also depends on the quality of the coach. How good are they at asking you the questions that will get you to shift your thinking? Think about something from a different perspective that you haven't considered before. This is the real value of coaching, is the perspective component. A lot of people discount this, or they fail to appreciate that this is even possible, is that you're so stuck in your dysfunctional relationship. You're so stuck procrastinating on starting that business. You're so stuck in your current career and not being able to go into that dream career that you have. You're so stuck with these things that you think that there's no way out. And a lot of times, that's in your head. That's all in your head. You're literally creating a cage inside your mind that you are trapping yourself in. And that's totally unnecessary. And with a few new perspectives, new tools, you can start to break out of that. Another great thing about coaching is that coaches will hold you accountable, right? A coach holds you accountable for the things that you say you're going to do. Sometimes it's just as simple as that, because a coaching is a serious professional relationship. You have to be committed. You have to show up on time. You have to schedule time out of your day. You have to be there. You have to be focused for the call, and you have to pay for that. So when you're shelling out your money and you're shelling out your time, that already shows that you're committed. And when you actually say that, you know what, I have a challenge here, and I really want to fix this challenge, and I'm tired of struggling through it, I'm tired of waffling around it, I'm going to commit my time, my money, my resources, my energy to get this fixed. Just when you make that decision and you lay out the cash and you invest your time, all of a sudden that already puts you into gear. But then an extra layer on top of that is that your coach will be asking you about the assignments that you've been working on, will ask you about the action you've been taking, will challenge you to take more action than you otherwise would, will challenge you to set higher goals for yourself. When your coach does this, just you can see from that process, if the coach always increases your goals a little bit more than you would have naturally, if the coach is always following up with you and asking you about whether you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, what you promised yourself to be doing, then that is going to create a little bit of extra motivation. It becomes a little more serious in your mind. This is not some sort of vague promise that you are just going to flake on because you're paying for it, because your coach is going to question you about it. Coach might be disappointed in you if you don't do it. So it gets you a little bit of, you know, that's a little bit of a fire under your ass. So coaching, how does it actually work? So when you're sitting there on the phone, like, what is the actual process there? Well, usually what happens is that you come in there, the coach will ask you what you want to get coached on. And the coach should be really good about this. The coach should not be pushing his or her agenda on you. So it shouldn't be about like, well, I'm gonna fix your life for you. It's very much the opposite of that. It's like the client takes the initiative. So you come to me and you tell me your problem. You tell me, okay, Leo, I want to get coached on this problem that I'm having at work, because at work I have this one coworker who always rubs me the wrong way. I always get angry at them, and I find that it gets my mind totally off of work, and then I slip up on my projects and I miss my milestones, and so that's creating a serious problem for me at work. So I want to work through that. Let's find a permanent solution. And then I'll be like, okay, great, let's look for a solution. And then I start asking you questions. And it just kind of goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until we get you some deep insights about what kind of actions you want to take, and also just about how you're thinking about the situation. There's two components here. One is how you see your world and what you think about it, the beliefs you have, your psychology. And the other one is about, what is your action plan? What are you going to do about it? After you got your psychology down, you still need to go out there and probably take some action in most cases. So coaching is great for getting you to drill down and clarify exactly what you need to do. So a lot of times we will end the call with some action items for you to do, some homework assignments, maybe some journaling exercises, some visualization exercises, affirmations, or just an action item plan for how to start that business or how to start that gym routine that you wanted to start, improve your health, relationship, whatever. And so we work through that, and then the next time we meet the following week, you know, I'll ask you about the assignments that you've done. Have you done them? Have you not done them? Why haven't you done them? What have you learned from them? We talk about all that, and then we just kind of go on, and then the next challenge comes up, and we talk about the next challenge, and that's how it repeats. So coaching is powerful. It's a little bit difficult to quantify the power of coaching, because some of these things that we help as coaches to get you, the client, to create in your life can be subtle and profound on the same level. A little bit paradoxical here. So by subtle, I mean that we can help you get a transition or a shift in your psychology, how you think about relationships, how you think about business. Maybe get rid of some limiting belief that you have about money or your health, and really open up the floodgates for you to then go out there and create amazing success for yourself. And it's really easy to discount the value of that. And I'm not just saying this because I need to create a job for myself. I'm saying this because, well, people and human psychology has a hard time understanding abstract things and evaluating, putting proper value on abstract things. That's why it's a little bit hard sometimes to sell personal development. All these videos that I'm shooting, on the one hand, people can tell, like, wow, this is something that can really change my life. On the other hand, a lot of times people will look at it and say, well, it's not really nothing, that's kind of obvious, it's kind of common sense. What is that really going to do for me? Is that really going to change my life? And when you take that kind of attitude to it, then what you're doing is it's like you're taking and picking up a diamond in the rough, and you're just kind of like throwing it out because it's not all pretty and sparkly, because it's not quite always obvious. So you need to have the long-term wisdom to see what this can do for you. And if you're thinking, well, my life is pretty good already, and you know, if I'm already fairly successful, I earn a good income, my health is good, my relationship is good, some part of your life is good, then I gotta really tell you that coaching is actually perfect for you because there is the next level, right? It's about taking you to the next level. You might be asking yourself, why do I need a coach? Coaches are for people who have screwed up lives. And nothing really could be further from the truth. The people that have amazing lives are always working on their lives. That's why their lives are amazing. And in fact, it's the people that are screwed up that generally either A, they don't have the foresight to know that they even have a problem, so they don't hire a coach. They don't have the money because they're so screwed up psychologically that they can't have a decent paycheck, so they don't even have the money or the time to hire a coach. And they don't see the value in it, right? For them, they have more urgent problems. Like, they need to keep their electricity on, they need to feed their kids, they need to make sure their marriage doesn't crumble, something drastic like that. Whereas with people that are already having pretty successful lives, you know, they always want to take it up to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. And you're going to be surprised at how high you can go. That's another thing that coaches are great at, is that we can help you see the potential in you that maybe you don't even fully acknowledge to yourself. Sometimes we have a hard time acknowledging our own successes and our own potential. And you need someone like a coach, a mentor type figure in your life, someone who's going to say, you know what? I see more in you. I see that you're working at this job, but I know that you could go and start your own business. Or I see that you've already started your own business, but I know that you can triple the earnings of that business. Or I can see that you're having this relationship, but we can take it to the next level. We can get all your relationships and all your interactions to be improved if we, for example, work on your communication skills or your understanding and your empathy skills, understanding of other people, emotional intelligence, stuff like that. So that can be really powerful, is when we see potential in you that even you do not see. That's a lot of times even why a coach will need a coach, because I tend to fall into that same problem too. Sometimes I don't see my own potential. So I get a lot of value out of coaching, even though I know how to coach and I know a lot of stuff that I've studied from personal development. I get a lot of value out of being coached by somebody else because it's a new perspective. And that's just like somebody pushing you forward, someone who trusts in you, someone who believes in you, and not in a fake way, but in a genuine way, because they get to know you as your coach. Your coach will know you, will know intimate details about your life, and they'll know your strengths, they'll know your weaknesses, and they're not just going to bullshit you, they're going to tell it to you like it is. At least if they're a good coach, they will. Okay, so ultimately, what can coaching do for you? And I'm not shooting this video to pitch my own coaching services. I do coach, and if you want to check that out, you can on my coaching page at actualize.org. But really, feel free to hire any coach out there who you like, who you resonate with, who you click with, you like. But what coaching can do for you, I think, ultimately, is really cut the learning curve of your development. Cut the learning curve. If you've been doing personal development, you probably realize, and you've probably struggled with this issue, where you go out there, you read one book, you read some magazine article, maybe you even listen to a video like this, you go out there and you try to make some changes, try to implement something, and then you come up against the wall, right? The brick wall. And you keep hitting your head against the wall and you're stuck and you're stuck and you're stuck. And you know there's something more, but then you get discouraged, you don't know how to do it. Or maybe you're even making progress, but that progress is slow and painful and it's very grindy. Well, I've been there. I'm speaking from recognition. So this is what coaching can do. This coaching can cut your learning curve. We can't eliminate it for you. I want to be really clear about this. We're not going to go out there as your coach and take the action. We're not going to promise you $1 million. We're not going to promise you a new business, a new car, or a new wife, or a new husband, or a new girlfriend or boyfriend, or anything. In fact, we really need you to be extremely proactive in this coaching relationship. You need to be coming up to us with challenges and problems and asking questions. Then we can get you the answers that you need. So what a coach can do, though, is cut that learning curve. Because if you are wise and you really understand what your life progress and your life growth is going to look like, you know that if you're doing it right, you have a slow, steady, upward path if you're doing personal development. If you're not, then your life's going down the toilet by either a slow or maybe even a quick downward path. So we definitely don't want you to be there. And if you are going down that road, definitely consider a coach immediately or perhaps a therapist. But if you're on that upward, slow upward path and you see that there's like more there and you just kind of feel it, you know that there's something more and there's just something you don't understand, something you don't know, and you see that there might be another way, then a coach will cut that curve for you. So you're not struggling as much. We can point you to the resources that you need. We can point you to the ideas that you need. And sometimes that's all it takes is just one idea. Don't discount the power of one idea applied consistently in the right place in your life at exactly the right time. That can have a huge shift. Huge shift. Breakthrough shift. So really think about this. Think about how serious you are about improving your life. And also consider that coaches, some of the best performing people out there in the world, CEOs, professional athletes, these people have coaches. They have mentors. How do you think they got there? Tiger Woods has a coach, even though Tiger Woods is an amazing golfer, and he probably golfs better than his coach. Why does he have a coach? Well, because the coach can give him new insights. The coach can give him a third perspective. The coach can share information that he studied that maybe Tiger Woods doesn't have time to study. The coach can inspire him. The coach can see potential within him. This is the same with CEOs. Almost every CEO in every major corporation, especially like the Fortune 5000 even, or the Fortune 500 especially, all of them have been coached. They didn't get them by themselves. They get coaching. I mean, it's just, that's how you progress in life, is you have someone show you the ropes. Someone who has either been there and done that and has practical advice, or someone who can just ask you the questions you need to ask to get you to think very, very clearly. A lot of times that's what coaching is really about, is clarity. You might even know the answers, but right now you have not articulated them. You have not written them down on paper. And a coach will get you to do that. A coach will get you so much clarity about the direction of your life, your goals, your vision, where you want to go, your weaknesses, your strengths, what you need to be working on, what you don't need to be working on, what you should be thinking, what you shouldn't be thinking. So all of this can have a profound effect and cut your learning curve substantially. So I like to say that what would take you, a normal person, 3 years of personal development work to get, with a coaching relationship with myself, I can probably get you that much progress in 3 months. So think about that. Would you rather spend the next 3 years fumbling around trying to get this stuff done or get it done in 3 months, right? And think about what that is going to do to your wallet. Because a lot of times people will say, well, coaching is expensive. I don't want to pay that kind of money. But think about it, because coaching is not going to be a lifelong relationship. Coaching can last for just a few months. Could last longer than that, but a lot of times the problems are fixed in just a few months and you get some profound realizations and epiphanies that you take away with you, some tools and strategies that then you can apply for the rest of your life. And if your learning curve is cut from 3 years to 3 months, you know, that difference, what are you going to do with that time? You can do some powerful things and you can make up that money many, many, many times over. So do not limit yourself with the money problem. In fact, if you are having objections to coaching, even though you know you need it, but you're saying that it's too expensive, it's too frivolous, then that is actually probably one of the biggest limiting beliefs that is holding you back in life right now. And you should get coaching just for that reason right there. So gather the courage and consider a coach if you see that you have something bigger that you want to accomplish with your life. All right, this is Leo. I am signing off. Leave me your comments. What do you think about coaching? Have you been coached? Etc. Tell me about your experiences. Any questions that you may have that I could answer in the future. And please like this, share this, and then of course go to actualize.org to subscribe to my free newsletter where we have some amazing exclusive bonuses, 90-minute video series that you can only find there, also a chance to win some free coaching. I give away 2 hours of free coaching every month to my subscribers, so you might want to check that out and get a chance to get that. And then of course sign up, because a lot of the stuff that you would get in coaching, I actually give away for free in all the articles and videos that I'm publishing on a daily and weekly basis. So this is actually an awesome opportunity for you to kind of do a little bit of self-coaching and to see what kind of things are going on. Because personal development and coaching, there's a lot of overlap there.